WBBM Chicago News Radio 78. I'm Len Walter.
And I'm Dale McCarron.
Dale, let's go back to the two-way radio and WBBM's Don Perlman out there. Don?
Len, let's confirm what Bob Crawford was saying, that indeed they are starting to move some of the bodies away from the crash site. We talked about half an hour ago with Ed McAvoy, who is a safety investigator for the National Transportation Safety Board, and he confirmed that the flight recorder has been found, and apparently it is in good condition. Here is some of the interview as reporters gathered around and talked to Ed McAvoy with the National Transportation Safety Board right at the crash site.
Now we're making the most sincere effort to get the people out of here. That is our first concern. And Dr. Stein has requested that, as all accidents, you mark where the people were so we know what happened. And that is going on right now. We'll be picking up valuables. I'm securing the area for our catastrophic team that is Department of Washington will be in here at 9 o'clock this evening.
They're coming.
This is described as the worst disaster in the history. Looking at it out here, it looks like you got a terrible job of identifying anything. Can you confirm that from being out there?
That was Ed McAvoy, who is with the National Transportation Safety Board. He said that a team of investigators from Washington will be in the Chicago area at around 9 o'clock this evening. Near the crash site on Toohey Avenue, this is Don Perlman.